meditate on your soul's higher purpose, which is to give me all your money and let me have all the sex with all of you.
And
amen.
I want to do a quick cut now to like a pastor and his chorus, like,
Hey, it's an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany. I have Kathleen and Sam.
What up?
Here during the day, we are some of the women on the Elvis Duran in the Morning show. You can listen to it on iHeartRadio or your local radio station. Go to elvisduran.com to find out where that is.
Plug.
But we want to meet once a week and hang out and talk more.
And suck your souls, apparently.
Yeah, well, here's what's been going on. I hung out with my friend Jeremy the other night, and we always hang out, we always go out to dinner, and then he always comes back to my apartment, and then we just drink and sit on my couch and talk and drink too much and talk too much. And this time we got into a fight because I asked him if he would join my cult if I started one. And without hesitation, he said, yes, I would. And I would take you down from the inside and burn it to the ground.
Whoa.
And I'm like,
oh, he's Kevin Bacon in this scenario.
Exactly. Whoa. I was like, A, that's super aggressive. And B, now I don't know who to trust because you were going to be my right hand man. Mm. And so it got me to thinking, if you were to start a cult, what would it be like? Mm. And what perks would you get? Because I feel like cults are friggin' amazing.
So you sent us this topic idea this morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And generally, I don't like getting homework ever, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning. But this time I opened up my phone and I was like, yes! It's like when you're in middle school and the teacher rolls the TV with the VCR into the room.
Oh, and I was also listening to this podcast about cults, and they were saying this one cult, like the guy moved to Miami or something and he built a bunker on his roof and the government bombed it. And when the government bombed it, his mother was inside, which you two are good people because that was your reaction. My reaction was, I wonder if my mom would join my cult.
Oh my God.
What a sweet, supportive mother. To like join her son's cult. Like,
maybe.
What a sweet thing to do.
Or maybe he just did it right where she didn't even realize she was joining a cult. Like the creme de la creme cults, the people inside have no idea it's an actual cult.
That's a really good point.
So what kind of cult master was her son? How well did she raise her boy is the end question.
He sounded pretty subtle about it in terms of being a cult leader.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene?
No, I can't even say it.
It's with the third Olsen sister. Elizabeth Olsen.
I love her.
Yeah, she's really beautiful. She has great style and hair. I'm always taking photos of her to my hairstylist, which is not creepy at all. So she's in this movie, and it came out a few years ago, and it's an indie movie. It is about a cult, and it is so good.
Must see.
Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene.
Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene.
Can you link to it like on our Twitter or something?
Yes, I'll tweet it out. But I'm sure it's on Netflix or on demand somewhere.
What about The Invitation? Have either of you seen that?
No.
Must check it out. And because, of course, I don't want to give anything away, it's an invitation to a dinner party and someone is wildly suspicious that it's a cult dinner party. Oh. So that's all I can say. It has great reviews and it is intense. Watch it.
I'm into it.
Watch it. Like in the daytime or the nighttime?
I watched it at night and I wanted to watch something else afterward.
Okay.
So do with that what you will.
Noted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I asked you all to design your cult.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I jump this off?
Please do so. Okay.
So
I'm actually nervous right now to find out.
So exciting.
The inner workings of Bethany's cult.
The funny thing is my cult is actually called An Acquired Taste. And you're buzzing it.
You tricked me. Because I gladly joined.
We are the mother. I'm very impressed with Bethany.
I've been drinking the Kool-Aid and I have no idea.
Okay, no. My cult is called Meditation on Perpetual Energy. Oh. The acronym is MOPE. Which was an accident, but appropriate.
Wait, say that again?
Meditation on Perpetual Energy.
Okay.
MOPE.
Yep. And our slogan, and this is how we greet each other, is, let me touch your energy. And so whenever I start a service or a meeting, whatever, mm-hmm. I sit in the front and I'm like, hello, everybody. Good morning. And they're like, good morning, Bethany. And I'm like, let me touch your energy. And they're like, let me touch your energy. And that's how everything starts, right?
I love this.
Because we're all equal.
Of course.
We all wear the same thing. Gray jumpsuits with high buttoned collars because I look really good in gray and I look really good in a high button collar.
Sweet.
I think everybody looks good in gray.
And
I
we
think
can
it's the
all
unifier.
Be
equally embarrassed when we pee.
Yeah, exactly.
So then,
all the same.
The
high,
no one.
The high button collar because your neck will fall off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to keep
damn
it on.
Damn it, Kathleen. Bring it there.
Your head, rather.
large gray buttons, of course, on the jumpsuits. So here are some of the rules. No one can have sex with anyone except I can have sex with everyone.
All right, this is fair.
And with that as well, I'm the leader of the cult, but I don't want the pressure of being the leader of the cult because that is so much pressure.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, not only do you have to like come up with everyday activities and like a sermon or something every day, you also have to make sure nobody talks to the outside or gets to thinking.
Ooh, you're like a village cult leader.
Yeah, no ideas in your heads.
Ooh, that's another good movie, The Village.
Oh, yeah, The Village.
What you're doing here.
So, LeVar Burton is actually the cult leader, but I am the one who gets all the perks.
Am I supposed to know who this is?
LeVar Burton?
Who's LeVar Burton?
Rainbow.
You go to hell.
Oh, nuts.
You go to hell.
See, this is why you need to show up at my door and educate me and make me feel safe with your information. And then I'm in there.
It's reading Rainbow.
Let me touch your energy, ladies.
Let me touch your energy, Bethany.
Exactly.
I would like my energy touched.
I've been touching my own energy for so long.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Yay!
So that's appropriate.
So in this cult, we live in communion with domestic cats, dogs, goats, and micro ponies.
Yay! Micro ponies! Yep.
Yes. They are not animals. They are our equals.
Yes.
We all live together and share bedrooms.
Do they also get jumpsuits?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I can't. And so there's like four beds in a room. Mm-hmm. You might have a man in one bed and a micro pony in the other.
Right.
Like, we don't see differences. Energy is energy. Let me touch your energy. The goal is to help everyone reach their highest good in terms of career.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to give everything to the community. So Sam, if you become like this major, incredible producer and yogi, you come out with incredible fitness DVDs, what is DVD? And you make all of this money, that's awesome. And we're all really excited for you. Give us all of that money so that it goes back into the community. And we can get nicer jumpsuits and we can build more cabins and we can get another breed of fainting goats. Pass out.
I mean, as a member of this cult, of course, I think this is reasonable and I support this.
Super reasonable.
Love it.
Let's talk about some things that we don't have, guys. Mm. And we don't see them as lacking anything. We see it as a hidden gift.
Sure.
No telephones because they're so distracting.
Okay.
You know?
And really?
So distracting.
A little bit of agita just now.
Also, don't want you talking to your family. So can't have any phones. We have television. We do not have cable. We have a lot of Netflix accounts, though. Everyone gets your own Netflix account. That's totally cool. We don't have marriage because, again, you don't get to have sex with anyone. I get to have sex with everyone. Right. And we do not have really any shopping malls. Because those are terrible.
Yeah. No online shopping?
Oh, online shopping is fine.
Oh, that's how I live my life now.
Yeah, so those are the big four.
Cool.
No marriage, no malls, no phone, and the other one I forgot.
Okay, but it's big.
But it's big.
So, yeah.
So, and then the other thing I thought was like, should we call my mom and see if she would join my cult?
Yes!
Is that a thing we can do?
Absolutely.
Why not? This is important. I'm trying to figure out how to pot up this GD phone.
I don't know how to call on the phone.
We've established that last episode.
How do I do this? Wait. And the thing is, well, Sam does this. The thing is, I have to phrase it in that I'm an only child in this scenario because if there are siblings, then of course she's going to stay out of the cult for my siblings.
Then she can't talk
there
to
you
them.
Go.
Right. I hope she answers.
Are you guys hearing this in your headphones?
Yeah.
Cool.
I hope she answers. I didn't tell her I was calling.
Like a good cult leader.
I don't hear anything.
I don't either.
Me either.
Answer, Mom. Answer.
Glory be.
Glory be. Let me touch your energy.
Let me touch your energy.
Aww. Answer, Mom. Answer.
Hi, this is...
Okay, I'm going to text her. Who wants to go next with their cult?
I'll go.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, my cult... I'm really excited to share this with you guys. My cult is a crafting cult.
Okay.
And our slogan is, there is no buy in DIY.
Stick moment, snaps for that.
And we start every day with a mantra prayer circle. Okay. And we chant this to the tune of, Hi, Savannah. It's, when life throws you scraps, knit an Afghan.
Yes.
As every good crafter knows, we wear KED sneakers. White.
Oh, okay.
White KED sneakers. I like this. Always. Because isn't there like a, there's like a sneaker thing with cults, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Comfort
yeah.
and clean.
Yes, comfort and clean.
You have to be able to chase the runaways.
Yeah.
And we have aprons that also have built-in tool belts. And the aprons have embroidered on them, I made this. And the tool belt is filled with glue guns, X-Acto knives, and Sharpies, you know, the whole
okay.
gamut.
Is that like the welcome gift for the new cult members?
It is, yes. Aww. You get your own apron with the tool belt. When somebody does something very bad, they get banished to the ribbon room where they have to organize all the assorted boxes of random ribbons.
No! Yep. I know I shouldn't have bought this scarf off Etsy.
Yeah. You can still talk to your family, but you have to give up department stores and your Etsy account.
No!
Oh,
no.
My God. You might as well cut off a leg.
Gosh. I know. Which I thought might be a little bit of an issue because we can't sell our crafts on Etsy.
Yeah.
But like old-fashioned times, you must go to the flea market or the crafting fair and sell your makings there.
Like they did in the Oregon Trail.
Yes, exactly. And we have a theme song. Mm. Sam, you want to hit that?
Crafting chameleon. We cut and sew.
Crafting chameleon. We glue and sew. It's catchy.
I'm so proud of you. This is fantastic.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Oh, God, snaps.
Like, I really need to start this call because I want to join right now. So a happy hour is announced every day.
Oh, thank God.
And the announcement comes over the loudspeakers and says, it's crochet o'clock.
Oh my goodness gracious. A world out of puns.
You worked so hard on this.
I did. And we can drink Chardonnay only during crocheting hour.
Okay.
But
okay.
for the rest of the day, we're allowed to drink herbal tea only.
Is there an amount of Chardonnay in crafting hour?
No, as much as you can get in.
Okay.
Because I do find that the
Challenge
best
me.
Creative things come after crocheting hours.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's about it. Yeah.
This sounds glorious. So far, can we cross? Is this okay? Can we multiple cult it? Because these two things speak to me very highly. I want to touch your energy and I want to crochet you something. So can we? Can I join both?
No.
You must decide.
You have to choose.
We'll have to figure this out after.
Life's decision.
Fine.
Should we try to call my mom again?
Yeah, wait. Hold on. Pot it up.
Maybe your mom will want to join my cult. She is an expert knitter.
She is. I don't know how to hang the phone up.
She could lead some kind of a knitting circle.
How do you hang the phone up?
I don't know. How do you hang your phones up?
I don't know. I just hang them up, but this one has all these buttons.
Yes. There we go.
Hello.
Hi, Mother.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
You are on an Acquired Taste podcast right now.
Hi! I'm so excited. My favorite podcast.
Stop
okay.
it.
So, Mama Watson,
yeah.
Today's topic is cults.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you a question, and this has actually been on my mind for a while. So, let's pretend that my other two sisters didn't exist. So, I was an only child. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
If I started a cult...
Uh-huh.
Would you join it to be...
No.
No?
No.
Wait, you didn't even hear what it is yet.
Not even to be okay. supportive?
No. It would have to make sense to me. If it makes... I don't... No. Cults... You just don't join cults.
But...
Your mom is being very diplomatic about this.
You don't just go around joining cults.
But you should... But I thought you would just to be supportive. I totally thought you would just to be supportive.
To join your cult?
Yeah.
I would get people in to do like a, intervention, and I'd get you out of your cult.
Oh, yeah. This hurts.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
This hurts. You know what?
I'm so anti-cult.
Jeremy said the same thing. He said he was going to join just to burn it down from the inside.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would just get the people in. I wouldn't even... No, I just get the people in.
Wow. Can I at least tell you what it's about?
Sure. Tell me your cult.
Thanks. It's called Meditation on Perpetual Energy. So the acronym is MOPE. And our slogan is, let me touch your energy.
Well, that's not as bad as some cults, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Wait till you hear the perks. It gets worse.
Here's my idea.
What?
I don't believe that there is any... Like, when you get involved in cults or with any organization of any kind, all organized things, but especially certain ones where there's one top leader.
Yeah.
And then that person is the only person that really knows the rules.
Yeah, yeah, that, totally.
That does not work for me.
Oh, no,
because
but that's what
I
this is.
We all have access to this divine, unconditional energy of love. And so when one person thinks they are the channel for it, I have a problem with that.
Ugh. I see this. I see what you're saying, but I don't think it's going to work out for this episode of our podcast.
I don't think you're going to get to be in my cult, and which means
I'm sorry.
The leader is LeVar Burton. You don't get to meet LeVar Burton.
I'm so sorry.
Such a charming
man. I'm
sorry
I screwed up. This is one thing I'm very strongly opposed.
Yeah, apparently.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry I ruined your podcast.
It's fine. It's
Wait,
fine.
Mama Watson.
Yes.
Do you want to join my cult?
What's your cult? So do I have to do an intervention for you?
No, well, yeah, maybe.
Possibly. We're actually working on it right now.
But you can talk to your family while you're a member of this cult. But you're crafting all day, every day. It could be a disaster. It could be very lucrative. Mm-hmm. Either way.
You would like it. You sew very well and knit.
So it's all day you have to craft, and that's it.
Yeah, and you could be the knitting leader.
Ooh.
Well, I would be the knitting leader.
I'm inviting you officially. The invitation has
been
extended.
If it's not called a cult and it's just called a club.
No, it's a cult.
It's the crafting cult.
It's a cult. This is definitely a cult.
I'm sorry. Girls, I'm going to have to do an intervention, all three of you. What's your Sam?
You don't know mine yet. They don't even know mine yet.
Yeah, we have
say it.
We haven't heard Sam's.
I'm sorry, girl.
Well, I don't want to tell you because now you're going to call my mother and make her get me out of it.
I'm going to start the intervention on all three of you. They actually are not terribly, the first two I've heard are not terribly scary cults to me.
Well, that's because
you still have to allow people to have their own thought pattern, and it doesn't sound like either one of you wants to.
No, that's where the trouble starts, is when people start thinking for themselves.
No.
I see. Nope. Intervention.
You're the worst.
I love you all three, though.
Whatever.
We love you.
Love you, Mom.
Oh, you don't sound as energized as when you first called me.
Okay,
have fun.
I'm going to my therapist later. I'll call you when I'm done.
Okay, love
okay,
you.
Bye.
You know, that call from your mom took me to a dark place.
Why?
Because I just imagined starting to be angry at people and then branding them with symbols with the glue gun.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I mean, that's fair. It's first is ribbon room. Yeah. And if you don't, you know, still need to learn a lesson, then
you
get
a peace sign on your thigh.
Glue gun branded.
Yeah.
This is kind of, okay, this is fine. I want to say what mine is.
Yeah, I want to hear yours, Sam.
I feel very passionate about it.
Now that we know my mom won't join it.
So the name of my cult is going to be called The Believers of Darren Hansen. And if you guys don't know who he is the choreographer he's done New Kids on the Block and Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys and Spice Girls. And he's really accomplished. So the way you get in is first you have to purchase his instructional video from 2005.
Yes, I was just going to say.
It's called Darren's Dance Groove.
I own it.
You're one step into the cult.
I own
it. You've accomplished the first step. Congratulations. And grooves to you.
Namaste. Grooves to you
grooves
as well.
To you. Okay, so what you have to do is you have to learn every number that he choreographed. Everyone needs to know every number. And, you know, if you don't know what kind of works he's done, yes, you do.
I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye. I don't wanna be a fool for you.
Hold on, we're not done there.
My heart is jumping. It's easy to see. You drive me crazy. I just can't sleep. I'm so excited. I'm in too deep.
Oh my God. So
cheerleader running through her whole routine on the bus on the way to the competition, like in her seat.
I'm marking it. She's so happy right now. So these are the things that are going to be required if you want to be a member of the cult.
Yes. This is so great.
The slogan is, if Darren did it, we can jig it. And the advanced members, mm-hmm. We replace language with dance moves.
Oh.
So, you know, it's encouraged that you eat well and that you stretch often because, you know, you don't really want to hurt yourself. Outfits, styles, varieties are welcome, but what we're really looking for is matching sweatsuits. Mm. So the velour sweatsuit is ideal. Also, big hoop earrings and ill-fitting chains is definitely a thumbs up. Turtlenecks under blazers, fantastic. Baggy, humongous pants and teeny tiny little tops.
Yay!
Those are all okay. And a variety of hats. So those things are amazing. But I just want you guys to know that you can actually start to get ready now. Because the video cassette is actually still available.
What?
What?
Yeah, no, it exists out there in the world.
Do you know, I have these overalls that I wore in middle school. They were Tommy Hilfiger. And on the straps, in big letters, in big red embroidered letters, it says Tommy. And Destiny's Child wore a whole series of outfits with these Tommy Hilfiger overalls. And I think that would be the perfect outfit for
your
cult.
You're set already. Yeah. So if you buy the DVD, which is on, the video, stepped out of my own time there, which is available on Amazon, the bonus feature on top of learning the dance moves is you'll also get never before seen an in-depth look at secrets of popular street technique known as locking and popping.
Locking and popping?
Which is information you can't find anywhere else. So this is really, you know, there's a lot to learn on this, and I feel like this is a cult that is
luck.
May I ask a follow-up question?
Certainly may.
Heaven forbid two people have a disagreement in your cult. How do they solve the disagreement?
Oh my God. Bethany, there's only one way to solve that.
Just say it.
It's a dance-off.
Yes!
Can I join your cult?
Please do!
We would love to have you.
And we'd love to join. You know, at parties, I always suggest a dance-off, and nobody ever wants to participate.
Well,
girlfriend,
that's about to change.
You just got a whole new group of friends.
And by parties, I mean me and my calligraphy pens.
Your calligraphy pens look at you in judgment. I really love this,
gosh.
But you know what? I mean, we're not the only ones. I think everyone should make a cult. And if you want to, you can just check out. I found this on BuzzFeed. It's how to become a cult leader.
BuzzFeed.
An inspirational video. Yeah, here's a little clip just in case. So, because you never really know where to start.
Yeah, it's true.
This is a big undertaking.
Don't you want devoted followers who leave their families for you, give their money to you, give their bodies to you, give up their lives for you, consider you God?
Mm. I love you.
Don't you want to become a cult leader?
Yes.
Since the death of God, there's been a vacancy open.
Since the death of God.
You could fill that void. Here's how.
You guys, this is a 12-minute video.
This is amazing. This also brings up my final question, which I did not warn you guys about.
Oh, yes.
So every cult, you can edit this out if it gets too dark, Sam.
Probably won't. Keep
every
going.
Cult ends in a mass suicide.
Mm.
It has to.
It has to.
History has proven that. How are you going to do it? How are y'all going to do it?
May I quote Bette Midler in Hocus Pocus?
You may.
Dance, dance, dance until you die!
A classic.
That's mine.
I like it, Kathleen.
Oh my goodness.
How will you orchestrate your mass suicide?
I think we will all swallow canisters of Rit dye. So we paint our insides indigo.
Can we choose the color? Damn it. I can deal with indigo.
Because we have the blues.
Yeah.
We're all blue.
Because we're dead.
Okay.
Bethany, how are you ending your cult?
Well, it's going to be similar to a Viking funeral. Mm-hmm. We're all going to stand on a giant funeral pyre? I've only ever read the word, but I've never heard it out loud. I'm now realizing.
A floating dock?
We're not going to stand on a floating dock.
Uh-huh.
And three people are going to dock up flaming arrows and shoot them onto the funeral pyre.
Yes.
And light it ablaze, and we will all go down in a Viking funeral of glory.
I like how you kind of meshed this with an earlier episode of, of planning your own funeral.
Clearly, which also involves LeVar Burton.
Yeah, you really feel strongly about these things.
I have a lot of thoughts about it.
That's fine. That's how I know you are going to be a very passionate cult leader.
Thank you.
We've learned a lot today.
We've learned a lot today. We would love to learn about your cult.
Yeah.
So tweet us at Acquired Podcast. Let us know the name of your cult and what it's all about. And maybe how we can join.
Yeah.
You know.
Love this.
I'm always a follower, never a leader. So if it's good enough, if it sounds good enough, I'm signing up.
Fabulous. All right, ladies, what did you all learn this week? I learned someone didn't silence their phone. I had an idea.
Was that me? No, that wasn't me.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, I'll go first. Never self-diagnose. And I say that with a question mark because I'm going to be the world's biggest hypocrite because I'm going to do it moving forward. But I've always had, a few times a year, I get this thing where, like, you know, it gets really, it's not a cold, but it's hard to breathe and it's so cold when you inhale and, like, you're kind of coughing, but there's not a lot of phlegm going on. You have a headache and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm complaining to my little sister and she rolls her eyes at me and goes, Sam, that's a sinus infection. I'm like, it's not a sinus infection. I've never had one before. She goes, yeah, because you've never gone to get it diagnosed.
Oh.
So yesterday I went to the doctor. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I got this kind of cold. It's this, that, the other. He's like, yeah, that's a sinus infection. I'm like,
honey.
Oh, look at that.
You have a sinus infection.
I guess I do.
Good to know.
Yeah, kind of exciting because I feel like I've only heard adults have that. Like mom would always say, I have a sinus infection. Like this is never something that I would hear tiny kids say. And now I finally, it's like a second bat mitzvah. I have a sinus infection.
You are a woman now.
Mazel tov to me.
Mazel tov l'chaim.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
You know, I've been listening to Sam's sinus infection story and racking my brain about what I learned, but I learned that Sam has a sinus infection. Mm. I'm very sorry to hear about your troubles.
Ah, that's okay. You know, there are worse things.
Yeah.
What did you learn, Bethany?
I learned that we all have that one place in our house that we throw everything we don't know what to do with.
Oh, yeah.
The chair.
Yeah, the chair. For me, it's my kitchen counter. Because that's like kind of the first thing you hit when you walk into my apartment.
Yeah.
And when you clean that, it's like your whole apartment is clean. Over the weekend, I cleaned off my kitchen counter and you would think that I had started a brand new life. It feels amazing.
Good
so
for you.
Clean that section of your apartment or house. You know what it is. Maybe you have a couple. Clean them. You'll feel like a whole new person.
Snaps for you, babe.
Yeah. Snaps for you, babe.
Let me feel your energy.
Let me feel your energy.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We love you so, so much. I gave you our Twitter. Follow us on Instagram at Acquired... What?
Nothing. I just want to tell everyone to drink the Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid. At Acquired Taste Podcast on Instagram. Search us on Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. And Kathleen, what's our website?
AcquiredTastePodcast.com.
Fabulous.
Bing.